rules, and that could have resulted in the apps tracking users over time and across devices. Apps that are for kids face a more strict set of policies when it comes to both the content the apps contain and the ads that the kids are shown, which can't use targeting or retargeting. Facebook is already under fire in Europe by Ireland's Data Protection Commissioner for failing to keep the data of users under the age of 18 safe. But it's not the social media site that's the issue, it's Instagram, which has been accused of allowing phone numbers and email addresses of minors becoming public. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Team coverage of local news first coming up next on WCHV.
Today, morning fog and drizzle will give way to a little bit of sunshine later in the afternoon, with temperatures still able to top out in the upper 60s, close to 70.
It is 55 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Charlottesville voters will be able to drop off their mail ballots at all polling places in the city on November 3rd. The city says voters will be able to deliver their ballots between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. City residents are reminded to not take their mail ballots to a polling location in the county.
With 1 week to go until Election Day, fundraising numbers from Virginia's 5th District are in.
According to the Virginia Public Access Project, as of October 14th, Good has raised $1.2 million, Webb $4.7 million. Of those funds, Good has almost $209,000 left to spend. Webb, just over $540,000.
Meanwhile, in the 7th Congressional District, candidate Nick Freitas was asked about criminal justice reform and defunding the police.
When it comes to law enforcement reform and really putting a strong emphasis on community-based policing, where community organizations and people within the areas that are being served by the police play an active role in setting what those priorities should be, I think that's an excellent idea.
Early voting continues until Saturday, and the registrar's offices in all the municipalities will have hours on Saturday.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 54 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's election headquarters. Tune in next Tuesday night starting at 8 for full coverage until we know who's won what and where on WCHV and the WCHV free smartphone app.
This is House Call for Health. Health experts are urging us to get flu shots this year. The flu has similar symptoms to the coronavirus, like headaches, chills, fever, and more. Many people are going for drive-through flu vaccines so they don't have to go inside an office or building, like Sarah Christensen in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I wanted to get my kids vaccinated, and I didn't want to have to bring them in anywhere and be exposed to anything else. With COVID, I mean, it's really important, I think, to get the flu shot to prevent anything that we can.
Brown County Health Officer Anna Destry says a flu vaccine is just one more thing we can do to protect our health.
It's serious, and that's why we want to do what we can to prevent the flu, because that's something that we have control of. We do know that we have a flu vaccine, so that's why getting the flu shot this year is critical.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Wall Street looks headed for a drop at the open as investors doubt that lawmakers in the White House can reach an economic stimulus deal anytime soon. Traders will also key in on economic reports and earnings this week. We get the new home sales report.